I want to add Teamwork's welcome to all of you for coming today. I really appreciate that. It's good to see how many of you are here. And I do want to, in advance, thank the media for honoring our embargo. We really hope that we will have an opportunity at 7 o'clock this evening to tell our Circles family about this so that they won't read it in the newspaper or hear it on the radio first. So I appreciate that from all of you. You know, we've been talking a little bit here with Tim about surviving, and obviously people using East Central Indiana's food pantries are in a survival mode. And when people come to Teamwork for Quality Living saying they really want to work hard to do whatever it takes to make the journey out of poverty, they're in a survival mode too. And over time, we help them build resources that they need for a more stable life, and they begin to change their outlook and mindset and get over the hurdles with hope as their banner. So this word hope is really exciting for us as we move forward under the mission of Second Harvest Food Bank. The goal of our families is to move toward thriving, and the model that we use helps them get there. Teamwork's 20 years old. In fact, we will celebrate our 20th anniversary this coming Monday evening. We've been in the eliminating poverty business for about 10 years, and we're affiliated with a national organization called Circles USA. And our model uses relationships between our families leaving poverty and others in the community. When a struggling family has intentional friends and accountability partners to help them make their journeys, that support strengthens their efforts. And when all those families can band together, encourage each other, teach the community what poverty is and how to leave its tyranny behind, then government and business and education and healthcare and faith groups have information and tools to help improve the well-being of the community, too. We've always believed and proved that things get done well in small groups, and we're thrilled that this merger will still allow us to work in the style that we value work, and excited to be part of a larger mission. We know that our successful tools built on relationships, knowledge, and partnerships will continue the successes we have had, as well as help expand the mission of Second Harvest Food Bank in East Central Indiana. I believe that our work has begun to put a face on poverty in our community, and that the stories and successes of families who are moving towards self-sufficiency are very important to that process. And in addition, we're learning that the cycle of poverty can probably more effectively be broken with our children, the children in the families that we serve. We're sharing our financial empowerment tools throughout the community and with our own children, who focus on confidence, character, and commitment while developing positive relationships with money. Teamwork for Quality Living is in the business of providing hope. Our staff, our board members, our volunteer leaders, many of whom are here today, look forward to meeting, inspiring, and equipping some of the people who come to Second Harvest supported locations for help and don't want to keep being the ones in the food pantry line. I'm retiring in late June and won't have a close-up view of this new partnership, but this merger allows both organizations to strengthen the important work we do for Delaware County and East Central Indiana.